Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're
gonna
do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ford. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways on tonight. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. I hope that you had a beautiful day at Mass and various churches that you went to get your praise on and give God the glory and honor for all week long that he's kept us, hallelujah, and he never left us. And I just hope and pray that God met you there. And so I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God for you and you and you that are able to tune in on tonight. I've been off the program for a few days, but now, hey, it's time to get on back into the swing of things. Hallelujah. And that is delivering the divine word of God. Hallelujah. As I know it to be. So I would like to take this opportunity right now to acknowledge those of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. I tell you, my heart goes out to you, and I just hope and pray that God will just heal your hurt. All I can say is just hope God will bring restoration and joy back into your life, because we know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. And so we are sending out our condolences to each and every one of you that has lost a loved one or someone that was dear to your heart. May it be a family member or a colleague or just someone, like I said, that is dear and just, you know, just someone that you hold very close to your heart and your soul. And I just want God to just take you and just wrap you in his arms and cradle you, hallelujah, and just rub and kiss and rock you and just rub all the hurt away like only he can do, because God is the only one that can take our pains away, you know. And so I just want to take this opportunity to say to you that my heart go out with you. And when you cry, I cry too. I know what it is to lose loved ones. Oh, I'm so familiar with that. So I just want you to be encouraged on tonight. Know that you're not alone. And when you only saw one set of footprints, that's when God carried you. All right, now we're going to go now, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to go now into our opening prayer, hallelujah. And so, I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, the one and only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our soon coming Messiah, hallelujah. And we want to reference him on tonight. Not just tonight, but in every single aspect of our lives, we want to acknowledge God, because, you know, without God, it would not be you and I. But we know that God loves us enough to go, hallelujah, and just present itself as a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy, hallelujah. So right now, I'm asking those of you that will to Bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for laying us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. And we know that this place is not our home, God. We know that you have lying in wait, God. A mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are its architect and you are its creator. And God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land, Father. And I'm asking you on tonight to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you and the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, grace me your servant, words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we allow the church to say, amen and amen. I know that time is yet of an essence, and so we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program. And I want to let you know that the numbers are on your monitor, and you can call into the station. If you have any prayer petitions you would want the Eldership of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio at the conclusion of this program. If you have any testimony of a miracle of blessings that God has performed in your life, and you want to share it with us, you're most welcome to do so at this time. And if there be any testimonial at this time, we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program. All right. Our title tonight of our sermon is Got Game, Cheap Talk. I want to say that again. Got game, cheap talk. We're going to take our first key scripture from the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 4. And it reads like this. It says, they will turn their ears away from the truth. And that's coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 4. All right. We're going to go on into our second key scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 13. Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, that as believers in Jesus Christ, we know, and African Americans, we know that we are a verbal people. And we know that as a community, the art of communication has always been very important to us. Through words, we communicate our common history and even pass down our faith in stories and songs. We know that our words carry weight and importance and integrity. Something has happened to the tradition, however. At one time, our words meant something. Not too long ago, our words constituted legal contracts. Now many of our words have become nothing more than cheap talk. Cheap talk is when a father says to his son, I love you, and I will spend time with you teaching you how to shoot a basketball tomorrow. Unfortunately, tomorrow never comes. And we can go into the scripture of Solomon when he addressed the issues of cheap talk in the book of Proverbs 15 and verse 4. He deals with the issue of deceit, the person who speaks the truth and lives up to his word is one who brings life and healing. But those who don't mean what they say and don't say what they really mean destroy the spirit. and trust of those who hear. Solomon also says that the tongue of the wise use knowledge. All right. But we know that the mouth of a fool pours out foolishness. That's in verse 2. Some words have true contents, while others are foolishly or cheap talk. So how can you tell when you are dealing with a wise person or a fool? Admittedly, sometimes we have trouble distinguishing between the two. Verse 3 tells us, provide both cautions and comfort. The speaker says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Therefore, those who indulge in cheap talk need to remember that God is listening. And not only does he hear, but he sees into our hearts and knows our motives. When we know he is listening, we won't be so likely to write checks with our mouth that we will never cash. To know that our Heavenly Father hears everything should cause you and I to think twice about saying what we don't mean and not meaning what we say. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we know that we have a young generation that is looking to us, that is depending on us to tell them the truth. And if we don't tell them, how will they know? Hallelujah. And recently, hallelujah, there was discovered a manuscript. The Gospel of Judas alleges that Jesus asked Judas to betray him, supposedly. Jesus hoped that his death would free him from the world of matters to become a pure spirit again. And there's a big problem with this ancient text, we find out, that Judas could not have written this manuscript that bears his name, since it was written long after the time of Jesus. But because the Gospel of Judas had been newly discovered, it provides a novelty for those who like to speculate. Proposing a fake story to replace the New Testament account is not new. We find out that Paul wrote, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fable. That scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 3 through 4. And we know that there is a trend today to look for the new theories to undermine the Bible. We read in the law of 1 Thessalonians 5 that Paul told us to go and to test all things. He said to hold fast what is good based on the questionable contents and authority. We know that the old Gospel of Judah, we know that it's a fable. We find out that the real gospel, which we know as to be the good news, lies with the apostles who walked with Jesus and wrote down his life-saving message in the New Testament. Hallelujah. We know that the Bible stands and it will forever. When the world has passed away, by inspiration it has been given. All its precepts I will, and you must also obey. To trust God is to trust, hallelujah, in his holy word. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know that the man displayed in his business front some attractive jewelry that he said he had purchased at a tremendous discount. And he was especially proud of some very expensive-looking watches that had a well-known name on the dial. Hallelujah. And the guy was impressed that he bought several watches Then he come to discover that after the salesman left, he examined his bargains. More carefully, he was surprised to discover that the trademark was not that of a famous brand after all. He found out that two letters in the name were different, but the print was so small he hadn't noticed it before. The watch strap was not genuine leather, but genuine lizard. And on the back of the case were the words Swiss base metal. The incident reminded me of what the Savior said in Luke 21:8. He said to take heed that you not be deceived, even as some in the business world cleverly perverts the facts and victimize their customers. There's also false teachers in the church who distort the truth. They use biblical terminologies and appear to be exodus. But be aware, they are evil and they will lead you astray. Be firmly grounded in the word of God and you won't be taken in by deception. God's word tells us, hallelujah, to examine all teaching in the light of God's word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that God's word is factual. You can just stake your life on it because God's word will not come back void. God will go and it will accomplish what it is sent out to do. Hallelujah. And I would like to ask, how many people who have experienced the same event has radically different recollection of what happened? We know that there was an article that summarized the results of dozens of studies on human memory. Far from being an indelible recording, we find out that the human memory is fragile, incomplete, malleable, and highly subject to suggestion. We know that memory can also change with time. In some cases, people might slightly alter their version of an event with each retelling, much like a fisherman's exaggerated account of the one that got away. But objective factual records can correct the mental wandering to which we all are susceptible. We find out that Peter wrote two letters to give us an accurate, enduring account of God's truth. I will not be neglected to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things. That's found in the law of 2 Peter 1:12-15. We find out that even our own fragile memory needs constant refreshing through the unchanging records of God's word. We know that the Bible, through his reliable reminder, we can guard our thinking against the subtle drift toward a merely human perspective on life. Throughout the Bible, the Lord's purpose is to stir up our minds so that we don't forget his truth. Hallelujah. And we know that the best way to renew our minds is to read God's word and to read his words daily. Hallelujah. Also, I'm reminded that there was three men who said that they were atheists. They decided to sample and to perform a report on several churches in their city. One of those men said that there is something other than teaching that is appealing to people. He said that he didn't see a lot of doctrine. He said that the appeal was mostly the community. He said that the contents in most churches isn't nearly as important as the packaging. He seems to have found out that the three atheists offered this explanation of why thousands of people in the area attended church each Sunday. He said that the attraction stems more from a person's Christian identity than from what the religion teaches. Hallelujah. And we know that there are increasingly numbers of Christians, and they are becoming unashamed to be found unequivocal on the side of truth. They say they believe, hallelujah, but their beliefs have been so diluted as to be impossible of clear definition. And we know that the Apostle Paul knew whom he believed, and he instructed the young pastor, Timothy, to hold fast to the truth he had been taught. And that scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 12 through 13. We too need to hold tight to our belief based on the unfailing God-inspired Bible. What we believe about God is more critical than any feeling we get by being in church. Hallelujah. We also know that we are called, you and I, to stand firm on the Word of God that lives and abides forever. And we know, hallelujah, that if we can trust God and His Word, and we know that faith that you and I have, a clear vision, then you and I have His Word, rich and near. And we know that we can count on God's Word because we know that God's Word stands firm. And our sermon on tonight has been God Gain, Cheap Talk. And we also know that in this society in which we live, people will pat you on the back, tell you to do the best you can, and can all your best. But we know that God tells us in His Word that we are to live holy and acceptable unto Christ. Hallelujah. You know that in order to know God's truth, we have to know God's Word. And to know God's Word, we must study and read it daily. Hallelujah. And God will give you what you need to carry out His assignment. Because in this day and time, we find out that people got game. They talk is cheap, but they got a whole lot of game. You hear people in this society that's leading you to believe that they are the Messiah, that they are the soon coming King. But I'm here to set the record straight. My Bible tells me that no man knoweth the hour that the Son of Man cometh. And so don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he or she also reap. So don't fall for everything that's in a costume attire. Hallelujah. Because there are sheep that are in wool clothing. So you've got to know your Bible in order to know the sheep that are in wool clothing. Hallelujah. God will give you that discernment to be able to discern the good from the bad. Hallelujah. Because if you don't know who you are and whom you are, then you will be in for for a rude awakening. So don't be led alone and struggle on by anyone that's saying to you that they are God. But we know that there's only one God and there's only one Son. Hallelujah. And they are all wrapped up in one. And no man, like I said, knoweth the hour that the Son of Man cometh. God said in his word, he said, I come as a thief in the night. And not only that, but I come as a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. So God tell us to keep working. God want to find you and I working. When he cracked those clouds, one of these historical days, God want us to yet be working. And you said, Overseer, what would you mean by working? I mean by whatever the assignment that God has given unto you, you are to carry it out until God say, well done. You are to carry it out. Unless you fall ill or you're unable to carry out God's assignment, then you can pass the torch to another designated servant that God has in wait. But until that happens, you are to continue in working for God. And you work for God by delivering his divine word to mankind. You work by witnessing to men and women, boys and girls, old and young and alike, and telling them about this Savior that you have met, that you have allowed into your life, the Savior that you call your Lord and Savior, the one that saved you from a burning, hallelujah, infirmary. And so we are to stay busy until Jesus comes. So don't listen to anyone that's got game because their talk is cheap. But you stay in the doctrine of Jesus Christ and you will not go wrong. Keep your hand in God's hand. And don't go to the left nor to the right, but stand firm on God's word. Don't let a devil in hell or a devil outside of hell deter you from what the word of God tells you. You can open your Bible, start reading it from the beginning, that first page of being the law of Genesis to its conclusion. That law is the law of revelation. And read God's word. And if you don't understand, ask God to open up your understanding. But don't be led along by someone that you know is not God. I tell you, God, when God comes, God said he's coming after church without spot or wrinkle. So know who you trust in. Know who your God is. Know who you serve. Know who you are and whom you are. Don't be struggled along and tugged along and pulled along by anyone that's false. Hallelujah. Interpreter of God's word. Open God's word and read it for divine revelation. Hallelujah. Because I tell you, the world is wicked. The world is beautiful. But it's the individuals that's in the world that makes it so wicked. Hallelujah. But we serve a God that he's a sovereign God. He's slow to anger. But we know that we can trust God because God has already been tested and he's already been tried. Hallelujah. So before you believe the report of false teachers and false prophets, I would suggest to you, open up God's word and read it one-on-one. Don't let anyone bring you game and cheap talk. Hallelujah. Because God disciples, you will know them by the fruit that they bear. Hallelujah. And that's a sermon on tonight. It's got game, cheap talk. We will find people that has itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They would rather hear a lie instead. But I'm asking you, and I'm pleading with you on tonight, hold fast of the faith in which you have known. Hallelujah. Keep your hand to the plow. Don't look to the left nor to the right. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Trust God. Trust his word. Not an imposter, but trust God's word. And you will not be led in the wrong direction. And before ending, I hope and I pray. I was kind of, didn't get hard tonight, because sometimes God just want me to just talk and minister to someone out there that just need a word. They may not need a whole lot of harsh words or hard preaching and ministering tonight. But I just want to bring you a little word tonight. Softly, slowly, and gentle on tonight. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of God. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the ocean Messiah to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged us in your correspondence to the House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these highways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow these selections of praise to bring our program to its conclusion. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. May God bless you. Listen to these selections if you will. Be blessed. Bye for now.
My neighbor has